Well, you've heard me talk about it before, magnesium. Remember, my endocrine fellow used to hammer me that magnesium is the body's master mineral. Over 300 critical reactions, including fat metabolism, energy, even digestions, all influenced by mineral that you should be worried about getting enough of, and that is magnesium. So I'm excited to tell you about a new magnesium product called Magnesium Breakthrough, the ultimate magnesium supplement, the best out there with all seven forms of the mineral. The Dr. Drew Show was able to arrange for some Magnesium Breakthrough stock to be set aside for our audience, and it is the best deal available on this product, I guarantee it. With volume discounts combined with our customer 10% coupon using the code Dr. Drew, you can save up to 40% off select packages on Magnesium Breakthrough. It's amazing. Amazing value, and I promise the deal is only available on this specific website, buyoptimizers.com/Drew. Not Dr. Drew, slash Drew. The code is Dr. Drew, but the website is buyoptimizers, buyoptimizers.com/Drew. You will not find this deal on Amazon or even the company's own website. Magnesium Breakthrough is the most efficacious magnesium supplement I've ever used. Say goodbye to having to buy different forms of the magnesium to get the complete dose. Go to buyoptimizers.com/Drew. Use the code, coupon code, Dr. Drew. Save up to 40% off select packages. Again, that's buyoptimizers.com/Drew. And use coupon code Dr. Drew to save up to 40% off select packages and get the most full spectrum and effective magnesium product ever. All right, everybody, thank you and welcome to the Dr. Drew Podcast. Keep supporting those people that support us. Keep the wins in the sale of the Corolla Pirate Ship. Don't forget the stuff at After Dark on the website, DrDrew.tv, and the Facebook stream and the YouTube channel. Check it all out there. But today, I'm indulging with from 90 Day Fiancé, Angela Deem. Angela, welcome.
Hi, Dr. Drew. I just love you. I'm a big fan of yours.
Well, it turns out my wife and I are big fans of yours, too. And that's very kind of you to say.
I made it to the big time.
So she may actually zoom in here. I had to call her and go, listen, I don't want to keep this from you. I've got your friend Angela coming in. She's like, I've got to go to the doctor. I'll zoom in later. So we'll see if she shows up.
I hope she does. It'll be my honor to say hello and Merry Christmas to her.
It's so funny. She's a big fan of Michael's, too. Big fan. She just thinks he's
got that way about himself to just grow on you.
Yeah. So how are things going? Where do you guys stand right now? Or how much can you talk about?
You know, really, I can't talk about much because we really don't know where everything's at. And, yeah. You know, it's still difficult being, you know, apart from each other. We still have our ups and downs and, you know, our problems probably ain't as bad as people that live together's problems. But when you're far apart, I think that's what breaks relationships up because you can't get there and hug and say sorries. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But in general, you know, we're trying to work things out and we're still at the same level. How about that?
That's good. No, that's good. That's kind of what I figure you could say. I know you have a TLC brass sitting on the line here monitoring us. And by the way, to the TLC people, why are you not having me do the reunions? Well, let me do the reunions for these shows. I'm an avid fan and listener, viewer of all the 90 Day Fiancé stuff. You need to bring me in at least as a consultant for those reunion shows, right, Angela?
Hey, I think you'd be great. Honestly, I love Sean Roberts, but you know what? I think you'd be great because we all need therapy on that stage.
Oh, I understand. Trust me. I've taken notes on you guys. But it has been great entertainment during the lockdown, right? It has been one of the few things my wife and I had to look forward to at the end of the week, you know, on Sunday nights and things. And you start to pull for people. You start to get very attached to you guys and, you know, your relationships and all the stuff you're facing. And it's kind of, in a way, it's sort of good for Americans to see the different cultures and how much Americans take for granted.
We're spoiled.
Yeah. And then how you struggle.
The fortunate are spoiled because, you know, we have systems.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. And I'm actually impressed with how well you got along in Africa. You really just, you jump right in. You seem like you embraced his family. You embraced everything about his culture. Maybe not the food so much.
Maybe not the obey and the man's dominant.
Oh, well, that's the other thing. So you went toward, you brought them pizza, which I guess they already had it, but you were sort of emphasizing pizza. And you took issue with the...
I found that very interesting. This was Nigeria, right? Is that where you guys were?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, sir.
And there were three versions of marriage options in Nigeria, right? Right. Am I right?
Yes, you are.
Yeah. And that was kind of extraordinary. And they're all highly codified by the state. Like either you are committed to your partner and in love, and if you have any misadventures, you've broken the law, right?
Yeah.
But
like you said, different levels.
So. Yeah. Or you can go do whatever hell you want. Or there's this other level.
I mean, you can do that marriage, or you can do the Muslim marriage, or cultural marriage, the Muslim marriage, or what we call our regular marriage. You can't cheat and all that. And but there, here we don't go to jail. Over there, if you're caught with another woman, if you're doing the marriage that we picked out, you can go to prison for 5 years.
That's so crazy to me. It's really very interesting. Yeah. And yet at the same time, they have a marriage that's essentially open, but all of it seems to favor the male. Yes.
Yeah, it sure does.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I favor, us being equal, some things, of course he's got to be the man of things, but Michael takes extreme when I say we're 50-50. Like if I get mad and hang up on him, he'll call me back just to hang up on me. That's not what I mean when I say 50.
Yeah, no, I think he knows what you mean. He's a pretty enlightened guy. He's a very smart guy. What's his? I never quite figure out what his profession is or background is.
He sold cars, but when I tell people this, they're thinking like our salespeople do over here, and it's totally different. It'll take him all day to go show one car, and he just gets a percentage on it, and he might not even sell it. So that's when I told him, you're spending more gas and draining your body every day to go, hours drive there back, and I might not sell a car. There's no sense of even working, honestly. You know what I mean? Because it's like, it's not balancing or making nothing to me. I said, I'd rather you stay home and take care of your mom, be with your mom while you can, and me and you'll take care of her together.
And would that make him dependent on you financially? Is he okay with that, given this whole sort of male dominant kind of society he's grown up in?
Well, I really think I'm his first real relationship, not girlfriend, but real relationship. Uh-huh. And I am a strong minded person.
What?
And,
you?
Because I'm experienced and older, and that's what I try to tell him. I don't try to act like I know everything because I obviously don't. But at the end of the day, I've done all this stuff you're wanting to do at your age. And this is why when we first got together, I let him know how I am. No flaws, no fakeness to him,
No, he can tell. He loves you in all your glory.
Yeah, he does love me. I hope. We'll have to see.
It seems like it. Well, it seems like what we've seen, the evidence suggests he does in any event.
I think he does. But, I always have my eye open for anything to just come in and destroy anything.
I've seen your jealous streak. I've seen it.
But I don't think you think he's dependent on me because Michael, he does things for the family as well. And because my money's his money, and what if he makes money and we do cameos, he does the right thing as a man. I can give him props on that. I take care of the house, so he sends me most of it, and he keeps what he needs for him and mama because we just bought a new house. He does pull his share if he can.
So
it's not like he's just sitting home and, let Angela take care of the bills. If he makes anything, I'm aware of it, and he'll say, baby, put this, because we're trying to pay the house off quickly.
So you can follow, you can find Angela on Cameo/DeemAngela, right? D-E-E-M, Angela.
Yes,
Instagram @DeemAngela. How did you get selected for the show?
Well, they didn't select me. I watched 90 Days when they first aired. And, this is the oddest thing. Me and Michael were dating like 3 months after their first or second aired. Never crossed my mind. And I had gotten my ticket and all to go see Michael and to get him over here. We was going to do a K-1. And I went and seen a lawyer. Free consultation. He said, you got to go stay over there 2 to 3 weeks for the embassy to believe your relationship's real. You got to take pictures, blah, blah, blah. So I got my shots and me and Michael was ready to do it. And, something just kept telling me, Not that I was scared. My intuition, no. And I said, Michael, my bosses are calling me in there. They're scared for me. I'm not scared. But at the end of the day, I just said, I have to go with my gut feeling. I don't know why. So that was back in June of 2017. And 2017, November, they had showed a Before the 90 Days season one. And I said, I'll be damned. That's why I waited.
Oh, you could see it. You sort of saw yourself on it.
And Michael's like, no, I don't want to do that. I'm a private person. And I'd say, oh, you got something to hide? So I wrote, and I didn't get no response. They told me to send pictures. I didn't get no response. And then a lady, I don't know if I'm allowed to mention her name, but Ashley DeMarco, just spontaneous, their ad for 90 Day Fiancé, Before 90 Days Season 2, contacted her, and I did, and I let her know I'd done, you know, wrote the letter and stuff, and she told me to do it again, and immediately they got back with me, which I kind of knew because, you know, I'm kind of hip. I was 52 at the time. He's, you know, he was 30, just turned 30. Who wouldn't think he's scamming me? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah. It was still a journey, and I'm so grateful to TLC, honestly. I'm very grateful for my story. I hope other people can learn from my story. Don't do as I do as I say do.
Well, the scam element is always sort of, as a viewer, something, a big question mark in your head almost with every relationship. You always think, and what are they up to? What's going on here? And it's an awful sort of xenophobic way of looking at other, you know, people that come from other countries. I don't like that. That thought occurs to me, right?
It's horrible.
Yeah.
But, you know, the difference is, this is what I had at the beginning, because we got a lot of backlash, Michael and I, on social media. You know, scammers are right here next door to us.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. That's exactly right.
You know, you had failed relationships because of the word not scamming is used too freely, because people just being dishonest or not, you know, in the relationship for the right reasons. But when you're in a foreign land, it's easier for us Americans to say, they're scamming, because see, over here we can go check on them and see if they went to the bar and got a girl. But when they're over there, you automatically think everybody wants to get over here. And even though I never felt that in my heart with Michael, and that's the God's truth, I'd be lying if I didn't say there's always that little bit that thinks, what if?
Well, but that's in every relationship, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, to say that he's scamming me, I, you know, one time or another, I really thought maybe he is scamming me, because people can get in your head. But I got that out of my head quick. You know, I said, if we don't make it, if he gets here and we don't make it, you know, people fall out of love. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. And these are you guys have sort of extra burdens, you know, to say the least. But before we talk about the new show, which is premiering on January 4th, Bears All, I'm curious about how the I don't know how to say this. When you go to another country and you bring cameras, or they set up cameras over there, how is that received? Like, how did Michael's mom understand what was going on? You know what I mean? I see people that have no experience with reality television, certainly not with the cameras all over the place and the sound guys running around. I know what that's like. And I thought, God, what her sister, his sisters, his mom, what must they be thinking when these lights and cameras show up every time Angela's around?
Yeah, mom, I don't like it. Number. They put a mic on her, and one time, I think it itched her a little bit far, but she can't stand no one touching her to start with. But they put a mic on her. She wasn't a fan of the cameras and all, but I'll tell you, other places where we filmed at, they looked at Michael as a star, because only, you know, people with cameras and lights set up and all these people around you. You know, Michael, at the beginning, it went kind of to his head.
Oh,
because, you know,
really?
When we aired, yeah. Oh, yeah, we had problems. Oh, God.
Well, I wonder about stuff like that, because people that aren't used to being on TV, and I don't know what it's like in Nigeria when you're on TV. You know what I mean? It's a thing.
He was definitely a king in their eyes, you know.
It's, I mean, so just because it was crazy. That is so crazy.
It went to his head.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. How'd you bring him down?
Oh, I straightened it.
I have no doubt. I have no doubt.
I flew back over there. without the cameras and said, listen here, one thing about me though, Dr. Drew, is I know sometimes I come off harsh and mean and hateful, but I'm really a good person and a loving and caring, compassionate person, but I don't take no BS.
Well, this is, this
the cameras
is,
I think when that I have a moment, I don't care if they see me.
No,
I'm
truthful
and honest.
Well, if I'm producing this show, I'm like, God bless Angela. But I understand that about you. That comes across, and I want to hear more about that in a second. I also want to give you a chance to talk about this new show. But before we go to the new show, how did your daughter does a very nice job in this show. She's also with you on the Pillow Talk version of it. How does she respond to all the attention?
Now, Skyla is a different story because Skyla is very private, like I used to be when I was younger, which I'm still private. I've always been myself. But as you get older, you know, like I said, we've done that. Our tolerance level is much different than it was when you're younger. But Skyla holds back more than she's aware of the cameras. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But you can stir her up and then she'll don't care about the cameras. That's her mom in her.
Yeah.
But she's getting better on Pillow Talk. I remember the last couple of times we filmed, she never shut up.
Well, so, the ones I've seen, she actually had really keen insight, like really good. I was like, whoa, she is right. So it's
she's
sort
very
of,
smart. So she's a 4-year graduate.
Well, good instincts too. Good instincts. And all right, let's talk about the new show. Go ahead and tell me all about it.
Well, as you know, Discovery is doing a new Discovery Plus streaming for all the shows, TLC, ID, blah, blah, blah. And we have one called There's All. It's where we can't show, you know, certain things on the channel that we're watching now. So when you stream, anything goes, you know. Matter of fact, I think they made it just for me.
I was going to say, I'm trying to think of what more we need to see, but okay.
I think the language or sexual moments that we didn't get to see on the 90 days, you know, things that the cameras are rolling, like they're in the cars, they're in, you know, and there's certain times that there's things that they can't show that they got film of, so they can bring that out. But I can tell you, I'm already loving it. I have a surprise. Well, I'm the surprise guest, and I jump in on a certain couple. And
wait, what do you mean? Oh, you mean you?
So, my opinions, and I call it the Ange Bush.
So
I Ange Bush is as good, but all with good respect and heart, you know. So I can't tell you who. I want you to watch and see. And you want to see Angela Bush? Someone? It's called Ange Bush, and I did it. But I was telling him it was on good.
Well, that's what I, one of the questions I had was, do you have relationships with other, call them characters or people on the show? And this,
yes,
is this you do here. You do. You Ange Bush somebody.
Yeah. I have a relationship with Darcy Silva. You know, I love her and Stacey. Mike and Giuliano, they're always talking to me on social media. They send me, you know, me and Michael got married in January. They sent me these wonderful, beautiful, he's got a wine company invested in, and the bottle's just, I buy it for the bottle, but six of them. He sent something, Mike and Juliana, when my mom passed. And then I talked to Tom Brooks, hits me up a lot. And, you know, I'm really a loner, and people don't believe that. I got my grandkids and my daughter, and my mom, you know, has passed now. But I love when they call and talk to me a little bit, but that's, you know, I don't like to step my boundaries with people, you know, like calling them, hey, how you doing? They got too much to do right now. We got COVID going on. Nobody wants to be bothered. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
but,
I'm
you know,
grateful that they reached out to me. So I talked to a few of them, especially Darcy.
I've had a relationship with all the teen moms over these years, and they get a lot of support from one another because you're in this spaceship together doing this thing that no one else really understands what it's really like except you guys, right? What do we got to get rid of that tobacco habit. I want to see you live a few years.
I'm telling you, I hate them.
Yeah. Every time I see you light up, I go, oh my God, have you had an angiogram lately? Have you had a treadmill? Are you okay? How's your lungs?
This is the only health problem I have, they tell me.
Yeah, it's a big one, honey. We got to do something about that. Tobacco, not good.
I hate it.
Get the gum, get the lozenges, do anything except light up.
You know, I don't know if I'm allowed to say the name, Brad. I've even did Chantix.
Chantix, yeah. Chantix only works about, you know, when it works, it really works well, but it doesn't work all the time. So
my neighbor did it. Worked fine.
Yeah.
All I had was pizza and jumping off a bridge.
Yeah. You can get mood problems from it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You seem to be the kind of person that you should use nicotine replacement, like get addicted to the gum or the lozenges, something like that. Anything but lighting up a cigarette. Even the vaping is better.
I can't because it's a chemical and them things kill me. Totally. Yeah. Mm-hmm. My daughter went cold turkey and quit. Not Skylar, my other daughter, but New Year's, I'm really got to throw them away because I have something I'm doing.
Good.
And I cannot be having nicotine in my blood.
Ooh. So, well,
bad enough, I'll put them down, won't I?
Now, wait a minute. It's sort of an enticement here. Now, what is it? I'm trying to figure out, what would you be doing? Naked and
I can't tell you, but.
Naked and afraid, celebrity. So what would it be?
It's something good, and that's all I can tell you, and stay tuned for it. But it's for my health, and I'm going to do it. And
congratulations.
And the cigarettes will hopefully stay gone forever.
Biggest Loser? I don't know. Anyway, so here we go. I want to hear about your life. You're in a small town now, right?
Yes, sir.
Where can you say, or you don't want to say?
Hazelhurst, Georgia. Yeah.
And that's like a population?
Of, I think, 4,000.
Oof. And have you been there your whole life?
No, sir. I'm from Orlando, Florida, actually. My father built houses in Orlando and raced horses and had his own business. And he's from Georgia, my late dad. And he moved us to Uvalde, Georgia, bought lots and lots of property, over 2,000 acres. And over time, his health went bad and things happened. But we moved from Uvalde, which is only 10 minutes over a bridge, to Hazelhurst about 7-8 years ago when my mom decided to get out of Uvalde, because Uvalde is like a stop sign, you know what I mean? One store, you know, if you get in trouble with the law, it takes them 30 minutes to get there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So Hazelhurst is like a little town, but it's got more convenient marks, one shopping center, which we all know is Walmart, and a lot of restaurants. So for Mama, it was for doctor's reasons. So that's where we all follow each other. We all stayed in a group. So this is where we decided to stay.
I always think in terms of, you know, distance from Atlanta. Are you far from Atlanta?
From Atlanta, we're like 4 hours.
Okay. North?
Yes.
Yeah. And there's a lot of lakes and stuff up there, right?
Well, you know, I don't know.
You don't get out and do stuff?
I'm a Florida girl. When I moved here 34 years ago, my oldest daughter was 2. I literally cried for a year because, you know, I'm from Orlando. The streets are lit up. Driving on these roads were dark. And I remember my dad had a crew that was doing our farm. And I went to pay them and it got dark and they were Hispanic family. And I stayed the night. I was scared to drive the road home.
Now
I've gotten used to that now over 30 something years, but I'm a city girl in heart.
And you came because your parents moved out there?
Yeah, my father moved us all up here, yeah.
And then did you go to college before you left? Or?
I got in a bad accident when I was in 12th grade. I hit a telephone pole. I would have graduated at 16. Uh-huh. I was advanced, and I would have graduated at 16. So I had like 2 credits to get. So instead, that's where my first husband comes in. I got married instead and like broke my dad's heart. But when I got to Georgia, I went back to college. I've been to several. I was an EMT graduate, CNA graduate. I was in surgical tech when my oldest daughter got diagnosed with her kidney disease. And
what's your kidney disease?
I've gone to college. It's been the community college, but. I've got my GED right away. It did take me like a couple of days to get that done. But
so hold on. Slow down.
I went 12 years of school.
Slow down. I got a bunch of questions here. So the accident, what was the concept? First of all, what's your kidney disease?
Huh?
What's your kidney disease?
My daughter has polycystic kidney disease, my oldest.
And so she got it from your first husband?
Yes.
Oh,
his whole family, it was odd. Colorado wanted to ship us there when she's like 11 when her symptoms showed. Because, you know, you either get them at the beginning of your life or later.
Yeah.
And she got them at 11. And now she's on dialysis on her 4th stage. So her dad passed away a couple of years ago. And her grandma that's got it, she's had transplant, and her aunt on his side, she's got it, and it's never skipped a generation. Usually it skips, but
well, no,
it's like in the whole
it's called an it's an autosomal dominant disease, so it comes right through. But this is your daughter, and is she going to get a kidney?
We're working on it now, God's will.
And tell me about this accident. What was the consequence for you? What happened to you?
Well, just being young and dumb, you know, driving a fast car and flirting with guys. They chasing us, playing, and then before you know it, you're at the end of the road. You got to go left or right, and, you know, your brake's not going to work at 100 miles an hour.
Oh, my God.
And, yeah, I'm lucky to be alive, and if I hadn't turned the wheel, we'd have hit that oak, and we'd have been dead. But, you know, I got out, left the scene of the crime. My dad had to pay a big fine. They found my license, and I didn't do that no more for a long time.
Were you hurt?
Yeah, I have a lot of people. You know, the wrinkles do come on my forehead. Before I did Botox from hard work, because I'm a workaholic, and from tanning and smoking. Number one, but I have little shivers of glass in my head like this. I had to hold my head like this for like, I think it was 3 months. And still to this day, once in a while, I'll feel an itch and I feel some shiver.
Ooh.
I didn't go to the hospital. I'm not a hospital girl, even back then.
Wow, crazy.
But I learned to listen.
And so the first husband, was he your age also at that time?
He was 5 years older than me.
And that's from the relationship from where
your daughter was 21 and I was 17 when we got married.
And that was where your daughters your daughters were from that relationship, right?
Yes.
Is he still in their life?
No, he passed a couple years ago.
What happened?
Yeah, the kidney disease.
Oh, the polycystic ovarian disease. Oh my gosh, that is rough.
Yeah. That was rough. But you know, on my side, you know, She's tough. Like she's so tough. Like you wouldn't think she's sick, and she's really, you know, dialysis make you sick.
Now,
she was on PPD, and then she got E. coli in her tube.
Oh boy!
Last August, and they took the tube out, and they're gonna put it back in. Thank God, because dialysis is just so terrible. And now I got all these kids, and I've been letting her go herself. And she a couple months ago. Her blood pressure dropped. She dies an hour and a half to go to her dialysis. And her blood pressure dropped, and she got out to get some air and passed out and broke 4 ribs. And I'm like, no more driving yourself.
So you say that she's on peritoneal dialysis you were talking about there. With the
yes. She did great on them. You know, usually they won't put it back in because of the E. coli. But it wasn't her fault. So she's got a great kidney doctor now. Awesome. And he's from Macon, Georgia. And he's going to put it back in, and he's getting her list checked off since she's quit smoking. That was the main thing. And now we got to go through the features of her teeth, make sure there's no infection in her body, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So we're just praying, and she's on her fourth stage. So I said, you know, even with the COVID going on, we got to do this.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, you have to. So you know, speaking of tough, I mean, that's sort of how you come across, right, as tough. And right. And also sweet and funny and nice and all these things that I know you think about yourself, but the toughness comes through. And the trigger to aggression, right? Yes.
Yeah, which my daughter tells me I'm bipolar, but I'm not. I'm not bipolar.
Do you have depression?
I just think so much till, you know, back in the day I'd take it longer and then I'd snap. But now it's like, listen, you know, we're all grown here. You know not to do this and this and this and this and this and that. And after telling you 3 or 4 times you're grown, I get like, God damn, maybe this will tell you.
And as far as the bipolarity, does your daughter observe you to have depressive episodes too?
No, I don't get depressed.
No, got it. And so,
I do when my mom passed, but it took me 6 months. Honestly.
Yeah.
I couldn't talk about her.
That's grief, right? That's just grief.
Yeah, I couldn't talk about her. I just overlooked it. And then finally, you know, this summer, it's just like, boom, there it went. Like, mama's not here. You know, I'd go in there, mama, TLC, I'm on. And I'm like, damn, I'm crazy. But you forget. You know, when you don't grieve, you forget.
Yeah.
They're not, you know, she's not in the hospital. She's gone, you know.
Yeah, she's still in your heart, right? And she's still with you in a kind of a funny way.
Yeah.
You'll think of it often.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and she lived
clearly. I can talk about her now.
So yeah, and we all got to see her. She clearly lived a long life, a good life, and you can kind of celebrate certain things. Like it's just a certain time.
That's where I get my meanness from, actually, is her.
Well, was she mean to you growing up?
She wasn't mean to me, you know, but she's tough. And the whole kids loved her, you know. I'd want to be in my bedroom by myself, and she'd want friends to come over, my friends, and I'd be like, oh, I want them to go home. I've always been a loner. That's just how I am. You know, I can go out to a bar or somewhere and mingle, and when it's time up and time to go, and I won't bother you no more, you know.
Well, I think a lot of people know I've been struggling with COVID-19, but what you don't know is I have been living in my Public Rec pants. They are by far the most comfortable clothing I have, and I literally put on other sweats and then immediately threw them out. They just are not as good as what Public Rec has done, and we're great to have them as a sponsor here. They are not just my top rotation. They just stand out above the rest. The pockets are deep. Things aren't falling out. I'm in bed all the time with COVID, and I had stuff spilling everywhere. Not with my Public Rec pants. There's the pocket in the back for my wallet. Holds my wallet. It doesn't slip out or fall out. Great lounging, and it looks great. It is all day, everyday pant. I don't look like I'm sick. I look like I'm wearing something that is appropriate for greeting people. They're breathable, stretchy, moisture-wicking fabric. Wear them all day, as I said. 9 different colors, one for each day of the week. I have multiple now, and I'm glad I do. Get your whole wardrobe from Public Rec. They have incredibly comfortable shorts, t-shirts, polos, hoodies, jackets. Public Rec rarely discounts, but right now they have an exclusive offer just for the Dr. Drew listeners. Go to Public Rec, PublicRec, PublicRec, publicrec.com/Drew. Use the promo code Dr. Drew to receive 10% off. That is Public Rec, REC, promo code Dr. Drew for 10% off. One more time, publicrec.com/Drew, promo code Dr. Drew.
So here is my wife, Susan, to come say hi to you. So I've been treading water here to get her. Here she is. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Susan.
So my wife, Susan Pinsky, is a huge Angela fan, huge Michael fan, as I told you. When she heard I was talking to you, I thought, oh, her birthday is tomorrow. It's a perfect birthday gift for Susan. Give her a chance to talk to Angela. Oh, no, did she drop off?
No, I'm here.
Okay, cool. So here you are. Angela, meet Susan. Susan, Angela.
Angela! I can't believe I'm talking to you. I'm so proud of you guys. That's so awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, my God, Drew. How did Gary book her? Oh, I'm just so proud of you.
You make me feel special.
Yes, yes. You're a very special woman. I have to say that. You're one of the best characters on 90 Day Fiancé, and you're also such a strong woman and so have so much charisma. Michael? How is he?
Well, he's doing fine. You know, I'm not all talk about much of it, but he's fine. You know, we still have our quarrels and our hang-ups and working out problems. But for right now, he's doing fine.
How they don't let teen moms talk about their upcoming season, right? She has to, like, you're going to have to find out.
I don't want any spoiler alerts. I just want to know if he's okay.
He's fine. You know, they had that, you know, after we had the riots going on here, they had them in Nigeria as well.
Really?
And, where, you know, their officers were a little bit more, or a lot more, you know, like they just shoot you if you were out and protesting. And, you know, it was horrible. I was so worried about him then. But they got through it, and he's doing great. So thank you so much for asking.
Yeah.
No COVID issue. The COVID thing didn't really enter into your story that much. So how'd that go for him?
You know, they got COVID over there, but it's not nearly like here or you know, London, or how it was in China and Italy. Not even.
Do you worry about?
I would even say that.
Do you worry about yourself? Do you worry about yourself, your daughter, your grandkids?
You know, that's my problem, Dr. Drew. I never worry about myself. I always worry about everybody. When people think I'm the bitch I am, they only knew I worry about everyone but me. You know, like last year before they announced the COVID, I had no one to watch the baby, you know, Araya, my last granddaughter. So we was hearing about it and people was getting scared and I can't remember, but I know it was dangerous to fly, but I had to go to New York. So I went and bought 10 pairs of gloves, 10 blankets, And we went on the plane and we got there and I threw the blanket away and I threw the thing away and I made sure she was okay. And I realized, you know, I'm not even wearing a mask. You know, back then we didn't know nothing about the COVID.
That's right.
You know, some people like masks, some people don't.
That's right.
But my grandkids are so trained. I get out, go to the store with my mask on, come out. And they're all standing there with sanitizer. Meemaw, you know, I've trained them well. So they're worried about me now. So thank God I got grandkids, because if that I didn't have grandkids, I wouldn't have nobody to worry about me.
I don't know how you feel about it, or the kids feel about it, but I actually wish we saw more of the grandkids, because that's an interesting part of your life. It's a big part of your life, and it would be fun to see
and
that on TV.
Very, very all different personalities, very, very talented kids. I mean, I got the four-year-old we call Baby Boss, Araya. She can do, I catch her all the time, I have to delete videos. She does TikToks.
Oh, yeah.
Like, knows how to get in all of our phones. Set it up, and I'm like, I can't even do that. I say, I got to do something. I mean, they're so talented. I got the oldest is Marley. She's from Skyla. I had time to be with her a year and a half before the rest of them come like doorsteps. So Marley, they think, is my favorite. She's not my favorite. I don't have a favorite. I just had more time to teach her things before the other ones came. And so Marley sleeps with me every night. It's just how it is, because we all live in the same house. But I got a Marley's the model. I got Sydney is the silly girl that likes to dance. That's Marley's sister from Skyla.
I would like to see a TikTok with the three of you.
Oh, we got several.
Oh, like, I gotta watch that. All right, you gotta email me.
London is my little star. That's Scotty's oldest. London Ray. She's like you know when Dogface did the cranberry or the cran juice. Dreams for Nikki.
Yep.
Well, London pestered me and pestered me through a TikTok. And I said, how are we going to travel you? I think he was in a car. And she's so smart. So, no, we'll do it in the kitchen. And I'll come through the back door with my cranberry. And you just pull my arm and video me. And I'll sing the song. I said, on what? A skateboard. We did it. And it was
boosted. Wow.
She's so good. She's my actress. Then I have the boy that he's the all-around man. He's going to be – he's tough. He's young, but he's strong as an ox. Then I have Anna, which is another star. And then I have Baby Boss. It's just what it says, Baby Boss.
What has surprised you?
Like, she tells us all what to do.
What has surprised you about being on television?
I'll tell you what really surprises me, that I made it to another season.
No, I think they're gonna be juicing you for a while. They're gonna be using you in lots of different places, I suspect.
I'm still amazed at it, Dr. Drew, because it's like, you know, all my life I worked and I was respectful in my workplace, but you know, especially in the health field, you know, as a CNA, you have conflicts, and I've always been one to wait and then lash out. But I'd get in trouble when I did because of my mouth, and I'd lose my job, and they'd come back and hire me a year later because I'm a good worker. But here, you know, I've been told my life, your mouth, and now look, everybody wants to see my mouth now. Like,
right,
I'm amazed who wants to see my second story from me and Michael's first story, because my purpose was, you know, when you asked me that question, I wrote them, and I wanted to make sure someone wrote with me. I wasn't scared, but with me, and a cameraman rides with you. But other than that, I didn't care about being over there, you know, without nobody.
Yeah.
But I never cared to be back on another show.
Let me ask you, are those local camera crews, or are they people that fly or go over with you?
No, we have our own United States camera crew that flies already over there, and then I have one that follows me. And then Michael, they hire some from over there that's a camera crew, Nigerian crew, but it's mainly the United States camera, production, Shark Entertainment,
interesting,
for example.
Susan,
we do have the Nigerian camera crew, but during the COVID, that's who they have to use right now. Nigerian camera crew.
That makes sense. Susan, any questions from your end? You there? Susan?
Susan!
What happened to you? She's setting up. I have to do a stream in a few minutes, and she's setting it all up. She's my producer and tech. Ooh, there she is.
I'm trying to get myself so I can wave to Angela.
I want to tell you, Susan, happy birthday.
Thank you.
And Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
How'd you know it was my birthday?
Oh, I know these things.
Susan, why don't you go around?
Okay, wait, let me.
No.
I know I'm setting it up because I just didn't. I wasn't. Okay, I'm just gonna wave. Okay.
Yeah, just go around. And wave
I've got
everyone.
I've got the blue mic guy here. You guys can see two blue mics sitting there.
Yeah.
I've got Kevin. Kevin, lean in and say hi in front of the camera. He came over today, and I had to get a COVID test. Load lower.
Kevin.
Your head's too high. There you are,
Kevin. Hey, buddy.
He's a blue mic rep guy, and I was supposed to meet with him. And I got set up from Corolla. Thank you very much, Chris Laxamana. But he came by just as I was taking my housekeeper to get a COVID test. So he's been waiting here, and then he's got a whole trunk full of mics for you to try.
Shocking. But my test came back negative just now. Shocking.
That means mine's negative, right?
Yeah, that means yours is negative, too.
Okay, so I'm going to go on the other side.
Wait, Susan. Go ahead, Angela.
I want to tell Susan something, and I don't know when you started couples therapy, because I loved it. I watched it literally back then, and I want to say, Susan, you back then, me and my girls were teenagers, you had the most handsome man,
Dr.
Drew, we all thought was the handsome man ever, and he hasn't aged none. So
I know.
Congratulations, and I
Thank
see
you.
Your picture, and I see why now, because
Wait,
you
Wait, I
want to
come on the picture.
Yeah,
Hold on
yeah, she is. That's right. See?
She's flawless.
Mm-hmm. Here she comes. Here she comes, so you can wave to Angela. This is all
You're
about...
You're blushing, Dr. Drew.
This is all about Susan and her birthday, I'll have you know. This is why we're... There she is.
Yeah.
Come on, Susan.
This is so sweet. You are so sweet.
She,
I would love to see her picture. She's flawless.
Can you
like,
see her?
Oh
can
God.
You see her on your return?
No more. I can't see. No.
Oh, why did she get?
I was going to sing her my happy birthday to her.
Oh. Swipe to the right, Angela. If you swipe right, you should be able to see Susan. Swipe right, he said.
Oh,
there you go.
No, I see her. Hi, Susan. I see you.
She's putting headphones on. She can't hear you yet. Hold on.
Yeah. Okay. I'm excited, Dr. Drew. Thank you.
Okay.
Angela's very excited to meet you, Susan.
I am. Hey, remember, I'm the classiest, trashiest bitch you'll ever meet.
My hair's a little
beat up. You are beautiful.
Your mic's not working. No, your mic's not working. But ironic that blue mic is in there and the mic's not working.
I got voodoo. No one believes me, Dr. Drew. Ever since I've been in Nigeria, I can go to the same restaurant. This has been going on, and my producer can tell you.
I hear you. You should be on Susan has her own little psychic show, and you'd love to be on that, I'm sure.
Oh, God, yeah. I would. I love it. I got a psychic, Tracy, that I deal with, and I love. Yeah, I mean, people say
a lot of women like that stuff.
Well, I love you.
They really like that stuff. Off. All right. Well, listen. Hey, Susan. There's a lot of action going on over there.
She is so gorgeous.
Thank you. Hey, Susan.
If I grow up, I want to look just like Susan.
If you can't hear me now, I'm
We do.
Up.
We have you. We have you.
Oh, I hear. We Can you hear me now?
Yes, loud and clear.
Oh, good. Okay, good. Okay, thank you. So, about my husband being hot, by the way.
Because they didn't put it on camera. Yes, yes. And I see why now.
Well, he has to keep up with me.
This is Scotty.
Hi, Scotty.
Who?
That's her daughter.
That's on dialysis.
Oh, yeah. I love her. How are you?
No, different daughter. So different, good to hear. Different daughter. That's not Skylar. It's the other one.
Oh, the little.
No, one that's not talked about.
So Drew.
That's a whole different podcast we can do.
Yeah, she's the other.
So I want to talk. I want to talk. Intimately about Drew, he's like, he doesn't have any vices. He doesn't drink a lot. He doesn't smoke. He works out. He jumps in the pool at 5 o'clock in the morning. He's super healthy. He eats nothing but meat. He doesn't eat a carb. He hasn't had a carb in 3 years. Maybe a little bit on my birthday. Had some cake, but you know, he has no vices. Like he's super healthy. Like he's a perfect doctor. Cause he practices what he preaches. So he just, and he looks great. He's works
yes,
out
he
all
does.
The time.
He hasn't aged none, Susan.
I know. And
neither
it's,
is Susan,
his skin's
which is weird.
Perfect.
I think it's one of your psychics put a spell on us or something. Or maybe
and
it's
yeah, I would
Angela.
Love
Angela's
to have you
the,
on my,
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
On my psychic show, it would be so fun. Like,
I would love to do things. You know, TLC, they want me to stick around, and I have to get everything approved. But I love.
Yeah, yeah. I'd have you and
we're very accustomed to that.
Your husband on too,
Andrew. Michael. We understand.
Michael, sorry.
We understand the and
Michael.
I know Valerie is on hold there, listening to everything we're saying. Yes. And I understand the restrictions. We're well aware of how that.
Oh, works. I know. We have to deal with Team Mom people all the time.
If you make it work, I'm game.
Okay, right. I know.
All right.
Well, you know, or just come on another show with Drew. We do a bunch of live streaming shows, and we can, you know, interview you guys again, and you know, through Zoom, and actually put the video out. I don't know what. If this is going to be a video, but I assume it's just the audio, which is good.
You are so beautiful. Gosh, you are gorgeous. You are
thank you. Beautiful. I'm 61 tomorrow.
Oh my goodness. You look younger than me and I just turned 55. But listen, I'm going to get that look one day because, you know, I'm starting to eat healthier.
You should, and it's really important that you do.
She
has something coming up, some reality show coming up where she's going to give up all her vices, and there's going to be a new Angela, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, I'm game.
Oh, wow.
And I would love to just, oh, yes.
Get healthy with Angela. So my secrets are Pilates, Peloton, and Dr. P. It's my three P's.
I don't know if I'm thinking the right thing.
She
you know what I'm talking about, Angela. There's the three P's. That's what you do.
So,
and some red wine.
You are so pleasant. I just feel like I know you.
I know.
I feel like
we could be best friends.
You guys were separated at birth. Separated at birth.
Oh, yeah. So, oh, yeah.
So we love Sagittarius.
You are just like family, Angela. Definitely.
Thank you so much. Because that means a lot to me. Because, you know, people ask me, how do you take all the downgrades on social media? I said, I don't care. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. No, me neither.
I don't. I mean, you got to have to do with the bag.
I'm First Lady of Love, and when people give me shit, I just say, no love, F you, bye. And they usually stop at me. They start at Drew, and they stop at me, so, because I just don't have time.
Yeah, there you go. And that's how it is with Michael. It bothers Michael, but it didn't bother me. I say, I'll quit reading that dang bullshit, Michael.
Oh, I said,
They're watching, obviously. Let them watch and comment because you'd want to delete or block. I said, you don't block me unless it's very, very offensive or something you've asked them not to talk about. I said, but let them comment. That's what your page is for. Let them.
Or just mute it. Let them keep talking. Yeah, just mute them. Let them keep going. If you look at them, they usually have zero followers anyway. So they don't, it's not going out. If you retweet them, you're giving them what they want. So just mute it for a month and then they'll go away.
So you guys,
Drew, I know you have to go.
Yeah, I got.
But anyways, I have to go too.
We can have you guys exchange phone numbers and you'll be chatting all
night. Yeah, give her my number. Give her my number, Gary, and we'll have a big long love fest about Dr. Drew.
Thank you so much, Susan. Thank you, Dr. Drew, for letting me meet your wife.
Yeah,
so
well, I knew when they offered Angela.
It's the best birthday present ever.
Yeah, this is not my usual. God. Fair on this podcast, but I thought this will be a fun holiday change. It's Susan's birthday. We'll do something totally different.
Thank you.
And I knew Andrew would be.
You see how we just threw Dr. Drew to the side and we just kept talking? That's Sagittarius, isn't it?
Yes. Is it your birthday this month?
December the 9th.
I'm a cap. I'm right on the cusp, but I get you.
But you're still saggy, so you're just a little Capricorn.
I'm kind of saggy. Saggy.
I'm going to.
No, you're not saggy.
No, she isn't.
Kevin's like shaking his head right now.
Gary's losing.
I know I'm getting saggy too, but it's okay.
Gary's losing his mind. So let me wrap this up.
I love you, Gary.
I'm going to give Angela. Angela.
I love you guys.
Hang on.
I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much.
Wait a second. Angela.
God, I'm so excited.
Wait a second. I'm going to wrap it up. We're going to stay on our Zoom screen here so you guys can exchange information. And Angela, thank you for being here. The new show is Bears All. It's January 4th on Discovery Plus. They describe it as extending the 90-day stories into uncensored territory. And between Angela and Michael, Susan,
yeah,
I think
you don't want to miss it.
Yeah, you might. Susan's very interested in your undisclosed territory, the two of you. So she'll
ambush somebody, Susan.
Hey, Drew, are my lips in sync?
Yes, perfect. Perfect. It's all perfect.
You're beautiful.
Okay, so I'm wrapping up this podcast. You guys continue your Zoom. Thank you all. We'll see you next time.
For calling times and topics, follow the show on Twitter at Dr. Drew Podcast. That's D-R-D-R-E-W Podcast. The music from today's episode can be found on the swinging sounds of the Dr. Drew Podcast, now available on iTunes. And while you're there, don't forget to rate the show. The Dr. Drew Podcast is a Corolla Digital production and is produced by Chris Loxamana and Gary Smith. For more information, go to drdrew.com. All conversation and information exchanged during the participation in the Dr. Drew Podcast is intended for educational and entertainment purposes only. Do not confuse this with treatment or medical advice or direction. Nothing on these podcasts supplement or supersede the relationship and direction of your medical caretakers. Although Dr. Drew is a licensed physician with specialty board certifications by the American Board of Internal Medicine and the American Board of Addiction Medicine, he is not functioning as a physician in this environment. The same applies to any professionals who may appear on the podcast or drdrew.com.